intro is often the most difficult part. Get this, I'm supposed to write something funny out of nothing. It's absurd. I can't be funny when there's nothing to work with. I can't do this. Someone please enter the scene. Come on, Obama. I love you, man. Hi, this is Barack Obama. Thank you, Julius, for inviting me on the show. And mediocrity won the day. This is the Drudge Report for the 16th of October, 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and for those wondering, I'm desperate, but not single. Who am I kidding? I'll marry you based on the false assumption you're pretty and hopefully not a guy. Please, anything! France, you're about as socialist as Venezuela. Yet, unfortunately, a six-pack of stale baguettes and a hunk of mouldy cream doesn't compare to a barrel of sweet crude. That's why your socialist mayhem is nothing more than a ruse depicted by your own retreating imagination. Always with the surrendering. French President Francis Hollande has said that he will end homework as part of a series of reforms to overhaul the country's education system. His plans include increasing the number of teachers, moving the school week from 4 days to 4.5 days, overhauling the... It's only 4 days? What the hell? Overhauling the curriculum and taking steps to cut down on absenteeism. It's only 4 days? That's ridiculous! Why, in a usual socialist fashion, he doesn't think it's fair some kids get help from their parents at home, while children who come from disadvantaged families don't. Oh, great. All that will happen now is that kids will work even harder, simply because they can. And what if they still don't get their work done at school? A mild spanking and even more school? This is madness! I blame their small portions of food and my reluctance to admit that they might be right. The life of a journalist is a difficult one indeed. 4 days! 4 days, I tell ya! Tonight's New York presidential debate is a do-or-die for Obama, as Romney leads in the polls in a massive 50-46 divide in favour of Romney. I suggest Obama slip a bit of junk during the debate, in a bid to win over that Janet Jackson vote. Roughly 100 undecided voters from Nassau County on Long Island have an opportunity to ask Obama and Romney questions in the town hall format. In particular, the eye-popping 4,492 tax increase, starting January 1st, 2013, as a result of tax Geddon, the one-year $494 billion tax increase that will kick next year unless Congress acts. Well, you see, people, we don't really know what we're doing with the economy, so we're just going to tax the shit out of you. Who knows what will happen? All I know is that Obama without his teleprompter is like a fat kid without his candy, incoherent and confused. Lying's a real skill. It's true that it's not a fantasy of mine to have sex with a listener, reverse psychology, yet for some people like Joe Biden, it just comes naturally with the job. The State Department is about to begin formal negotiations over the extension of US troops in Afghanistan past 2014. This contradicts claims from Biden himself, who said that US troops will be leaving in 2014, period. Is it trouble in bed? I recommend my very own brand of Viagra, Redosol. Talk about a huge erection. You may as well borrow my penis instead. Just a couple of pills and your wife will be back for more, just like the troops of Afghanistan. Whether at home, in the office, or in public transport, you can be sure to turn an awkward situation into an arrest. Redosol, it's like taking a roofie while being punched in the sack. Did you know that federal spending over the past 20 years has surged 71% faster than inflation? Clearly, no misallocation of resources here, except, say, federal spending over the past 20 years includes Joe Biden's pet fetish with his favourite mode of travel, Amtrak. It's like Thomas the Tank Engine, only 50 years in the future when it's lost all its appeal, and Ringo Starr has resorted to marketing the brand as killer train transformers, to no avail. The rail service lost $84.5 million alone on its food and beverage services in 2011, and $832 million over the past 10 years. It's like someone's poking at your face for 10 years straight, and you didn't think to yourself, how can I get rid of this poking, before realizing that you've gone insane. Maybe cut back on some of those pineapple Fantas that no one's drinking. But wait, you bought a whole warehouse full of them. What are you going to do? Here's a real strategy. They need to hire Greek mothers as attendants on their trains. No, you're too skinny. Here, you eat. Eat, my son. You're not my son. Get out! And I'm sure the company could make up a lot of lost cash with some happy endings, if you know what I'm saying. Yes, I am a member of the male sex. Scientists at Tulane University recently discovered that mice can match the pitch of their voices to blend with one another. In other words, that they can sing to each other. Aw, how cute. Then they were blasted with high levels of gamma radiation before dying of several tumours in the heart. Cute? Cute? Don't worry, they put lipstick on them! Cute? Yeah, you know what? I don't care what you think. This one's going in the wank bank, and no amount of Japanese sexual cosplay will convince me otherwise! Clinton has taken responsibility for the consulate attack in Libya, blaming everything on the fog of war, whatever this mysterious element is. This is despite comments from 2008 stating the buck stops in the Oval Office. Our Hillary, she should stick to her specialty, the one thing she excels at, aging horribly. I guess when you spend all your time dodging bullets and life's hard questions, it's got to take a toll on your health. I suggest taking aloe vera, of course, laced with arsenic. It's really good for your pores, they say. Sports enthusiasts are furious at a decision by Britain's biggest news agent to ban children from buying shooting magazines after a campaign by animal rights activists, even though it is legal to hold a shotgun license below that age. Oh great, someone's having a little too much pity sex with their pets. Animal rights, you gotta be kidding me. We breed and kill animals for our own nutrition. Talk about animal rights. Animals don't have rights. It's a little thing called survival of the fittest, which applies to every single living organism here on Earth, as cruel as it may be. My firearm beats the size of your claws. Deal with it. We've been killing our own species and continue to, based upon this single dilemma. Why animals should be any different is beyond me. A123 Systems Incorporated, the electric car battery maker that received a $249 million federal grant, filed for bankruptcy protection and said it would sell its automotive business assets to Johnson's Controls Incorporated. Central planning. You don't pay for what you get, you pay for what you lose. Bank Citigroup tapped Michael Corbat as its new CEO Tuesday after Vikram Pandit stunned Wall Street by stepping down from the helm of the banking giant. This is despite surprisingly strong quarterly results. However, reports were that Pandit had been clashing with the board over strategy and performance. It's a dog-eat-dog world, despite the fact that I've never actually seen a dog eat another dog. I guess I don't visit my bank branch very often. Obama, you're about as no-comment worthy as Bernie Madoff. Last Thursday, Obama said, "We got back every dime we used to rescue the financial system. It's no wonder the American public are so stupid, and our trillion-dollar deficits mean nothing." Yet the Congressional Budget Office cites a $24 billion loss on the bailout. Don't worry, it can come out of your pocket, Obama. In other words, Wall Street's. It turns out that women are more likely to vote for Mitt Romney than Obama. As a Mormon, he's announced the addition of another three wives, in particular Paris Hilton, Reese Witherspoon, or Taylor Swift. He's a real dreamer, that Mitt. I'd be happy to take my own sister, but she turned me down, stating, "I'm desperate, but I fancy Dad instead." Incest. It's hilarious if you have mental issues. Neera Tanden, a former aide to both Clinton and Obama, has said, "The truth is, Obama doesn't call anyone, and he's not close to almost anyone. It's stunning that he's in politics, because he really doesn't like people." It's probably Michelle. I mean, we can't afford another Clinton-like sex scandal on our hands, can we? Although with two daughters, I can't afford to make another incest joke. Seven paintings by artists including Pablo Picasso and Claude Monet that are worth more than $100 million were stolen from a museum in Rotterdam in the early hours of Tuesday morning. However, it's not like the paintings can be sold, which can only mean one thing. Well, we're working on figuring that out. Former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan is suing a DJ, the DJ's ex-wife, in a gossip website Monday after a sex tape involving Hogan and the woman was posted online. All two viewers were shocked at the display, that being Hulk Hogan and no one else. A popular Miami rapper was shot to death in front of a Liberty City car wash Monday evening. One down, another million talentless black guys to go. It's GTA 4 all over again. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I'm horribly sick and I could die at any moment. That's not true. I'm just arrogant and begging for your attention. This has been the Drudge Report for the 16th of October, 2012. My name is Joyce Reid, and remember to stay fit and strong. Unfortunately, the podcast doesn't help, which is why it will now be a requirement to maintain a heart rate of more than 100 beats per minute while listening to the show. Otherwise, your iPod will automatically self-destruct.